Now the news. I'm Tianlu. China will release a slew of measures to stimulate employment as demand is rising in the job market. Minister of Human Resources and Social Security Wang Xiaoping made the remarks on the sidelines of the ongoing national legislative session.
The employment market has made a good start this year. Enterprises resume production and migrant workers return to work in a stable and orderly manner. The job market has been more active, and it's worth noting that there has been a strong demand for professional personnel in areas like AI and big data. The demand for healthcare and nursing, accommodation and catering, culture and tourism, and other service industry has been increasing. The demand for workers in small and micro enterprises has seen a large increase, and the demand for skilled workers is rapidly increasing.
She said such demand proves that China's economy is picking up momentum. She said it also reflects the transformation and upgrading of traditional industries and the accelerated development of new quality productive forces. The official said the country will release measures to stabilize the job market, such as continuing preferential social insurance policies and financial support. The country will also broaden employment channels by supporting micro, small and medium-sized enterprises. Employment is a key challenge for 2024, and the country aims to create more than 12 million jobs. Minister of Education Huai Jingpeng says China will enhance reform and innovation to foster high-caliber talent and innovators. He said this is part of the efforts to develop new quality productive forces in the country. He made the remarks on the sidelines of the annual national legislative session in Beijing. Official data shows China's consumer price index edged up 0.7% year-on-year in February. On a monthly basis, the main gauge of inflation went up 1% in February. The National Bureau of Statistics attributed the uptick in CPI to rising demand during the Spring Festival holiday that fell in February this year. Saturday's data also showed that China's producer price index went down 2.7% year-on-year in February. Data shows China's fixed asset investment in railways has reached over 65 billion yuan, or about $9 billion, in the first 2 months of this year. The figure is up 9.5% compared with the same period last year. The investment covers major projects such as the Chongqing-Kunming high-speed railway and the Xi'an-Chongqing high-speed railway. Authorities say 15,000 China-Europe freight trains have passed through a border port in North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. Erenhot Port is the largest land port between China and Mongolia. There are 70 China-Europe freight train routes passing through the port. A United Airlines flight from San Francisco has been forced to make an emergency landing in Los Angeles due to problems with the aircraft's hydraulic system. The airline said the plane landed safely Friday evening and none of the 110 people on board were injured. It marked the fourth domestic flight emergency just this week for the U.S. airline. Also on Friday, another United flight rolled off a runway and got stuck in the grass in Houston. OpenAI says CEO Sam Altman will return to the company's board. The announcement came months after a boardroom dust-up that saw Altman fired and rehired by the company behind ChatGPT. The OpenAI board says the experience of the new members will help the company ensure that artificial general intelligence benefits all humanity. Organizers of the Paris Olympic Games have set July the 26th as the date of the opening ceremony. Paris 2024 has planned a boat ride and art performances along the Seine for athletes. Organizers expect 100,000 people to watch the event along the river at sunset and more than 220,000 people to enjoy the opening ceremony from the stands. The 13th African Games has opened in Accra, the capital of Ghana. Over 4,000 athletes are competing in 29 sports disciplines, including 8 qualifying to the Paris 2024 Summer Olympics. And that's the news. I'm Tianlu.